Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Welcome back. Hour number two of The Drive here on KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz with you. NBA playoffs ongoing. We've got game three in the East tonight between the 76ers and Raptors. Who's going to win that series?
That game's in back in Philly, or
I believe so.
Who's going to win the series? I still think Toronto wins the series, and I still think Milwaukee finds a way. So that's my Eastern Conference Finals.
Well, Milwaukee drubbed the Celtics.
Yeah, but they got drubbed in game one.
Right, but I mean, come on.
There seems to be a lot of volatility in that series. A lot of X factors that can kind of go either way.
We've got Denver, Portland tied at one in the West. The Bucks and Celtics tied at one. Raptors, Sixers tied at one, and Golden State with a 2-0 lead on Houston. That series going back to Houston, game three on Saturday night. Can Houston make that a series?
Probably not.
Why?
They got to win 4 out of 5. That's not going to happen. When you put it like that, they're only down 2-0, but you have to beat.
Well, if they win the next two, then they only got to win 2 out of 3.
That's unlikely. They're not going to win the next two.
People get caught up in numbers of series. Over the years, I've learned not to do that.
They're down 2-0 against the best team of the last 10 years.
I've learned not to get caught up in the numbers.
What do you mean, don't get? You've lost two. That's the number. You can't lose.
You can't let that mentally get in your head if you're the Rockets.
I'm sure they haven't.
You look at it and you say, okay, we played them tight. We lost game one by 4. We lost game two by 6. We're right there. Let's go out and send a message in game 3, win game 4. Go back to Golden State and win game 5, and then we'll come home.
That's easy as that, right? Just beat the best team in the world 3 nights in a row, including once on their home
court.
And
then we'll come home with a chance to wrap this baby up. Yeah. That's what I'm telling the Rockets if I'm in that locker room right now.
No, you're not.
What do you mean?
No one in that locker room is thinking about winning 4 games. They're thinking about winning 1.
You have heard me.
And if that's your strategy.
Motivational speeches to teams. For much of your life.
If you want it heard, is a loose way to say that, sure.
Thoughts on...
I've been present.
Thoughts
when you've
on
tried.
The motivational talks I'm giving the Panthers this season.
They're okay.
And then I asked for you to say something. Well, let's stick together, guys. I mean,
that's not at all what I said.
What'd you say?
Don't worry about it. I don't need to give...
I was there. You said, let's support one another. Valuable lessons, but, I mean, it's a snooze fest.
No, I don't think it is. I think I connect with those youngsters on a good level.
Well, we got a game tonight that I'm excited about.
Will I be there? I will.
I hope so.
Oh, 8 o'clock, man. You know how hard that is for me.
How about me?
That's my bedtime.
I'm there till 10 or later every night.
That's impressive.
As a 64-year-old man, I'm not getting home. I'm not rolling into my driveway, usually, until 10:15. At the earliest.
It's a good hard work for you. We're
then I'm back at it the next day. You just keep plowing forward. People say, I'm going to slow down. Are you kidding? Are you kidding?
The key to never slowing down is to start slow.
When did I start slow?
I didn't say you did. I said that's the key to never
slowing down. Why would I ever start slow?
Because you'll never have to slow down.
The RPMs, let's do this. RPMs, let's turn it into an analogy of RPMs. What's your RPM at any given time?
Probably 60,000.
No, on a 1 to 100 scale. How fast are you turning?
Oh, so fast.
Really. I got you at about 43.
I move at a breakneck pace.
43.
60.
What's mine?
59.
Oh, my. So, see... Here's Pastor Mike. Hello, Pastor Mike. Thanks for the call. 869-1240, the Twin Peaks hotline. What's up?
Hey, nothing. I'm just calling to support Jeff. He's such an important part of your show that I want him to get his props.
Do you think he believes that, Pastor Mike?
I think so. I think sometimes you intimidate him, but
what?
Well, I love that. Say that again.
I think sometimes you intimidate him. I think so.
Max, Max, make that a promo.
Yeah, it's pretty good. But he has a great deal, and you know, being you know, what is it, parable of the tortoise and the hare? You know, hey, he didn't have to go hard RPMs to finish well.
And that's right.
So I think that's good. So I think that's his approach. And I worry about you burning out, Bob. I appreciate all you do. We want you to make sure you do take care of yourself. So watch those RPMs. You'll blow a gasket or something.
Well,
keep up that way.
Listen, we try to be careful, but there comes a point where there's no other choice but to keep going because, listen, I love doing League 42, but I recognize that I can't keep going at this pace for a whole lot longer.
Yeah, that thing's grown unbelievable. I mean, I know you're proud of it. I'm proud of you guys doing it. But, man, yeah, that thing is that's become a monster in just a few years. And I'd like to say it's all because of your leadership, but it has to be something else.
Yeah, it's something that's undefinable, really. It's just it's a lot of people that care and a lot of parents and kids that want to do it. So that's what it is.
Life changing. I mean, I work with parents who've had that kind of relates to the Tyreek Hill issue. I work every week with parents who've had children removed, and some of them can be salvaged and some can't. And but still trying to work with those folks every week, every Sunday. I've got not as much as League 42, but I'll have 60 to 70 parents who are working to get their kids back and trying to help them in that process become better parents. And I
well, good for you.
That makes it that way. So yeah,
that's great.
Same area, and you are just doing work of the angels, Bob.
Well, I don't know about that. I just know we're having fun with it. I did want to ask you about Tyreek Hill. Where do the Chiefs go with this? This seems to be getting convoluted.
I agree. And, yeah, because I read his letter and stuff and things. And clearly, the thing of it is that the child needs to be removed. While these folks are clearly playing games. And the child is in need of care. That's what Kansas calls it, sink cases. And the child and these two children that will be born, these twins, they need to be in a home that's safe and secure, not one that has obviously some volatility. And whether that can be salvaged for them as parents, I don't know. But, boy, I think the Chiefs need to – and I thought all along just need to cut their losses there because, again, it's just it's too clear that that child was hurt.
Yeah.
And there's no doubt about it.
All right, Pastor Mike.
Absolutely.
We always enjoy hearing from you.
Enjoyed that Steve Martin thing. That was awesome. I'm jealous. I wanted to get their number and call them myself just to visit with them.
Well, I'm going to put it on the black market soon, so maybe you can figure
it out. Maybe I can check it out.
Thanks.
All right, guys. Great
we appreciate it. 869-1240, the Scenic Views Hotline, Twin Peaks. We love to hear your calls during our Jive Talk segment. Tomorrow on the show, Landry Shamet will be our guest at around 4:45. He's going to run a camp in town at Wichita State. Wants to talk about it, and we'll talk to him about what was a very, very good rookie season.
Yeah, a great
in the
rookie
NBA.
Season. Played for two playoff teams. That's hard to do in 1 year.
Did he exceed your expectations?
Probably from a shooting standpoint. He never really slowed down there. But once the other facets of his game start to come together, and he's playing more minutes and earning more trust, we'll see.
He couldn't have a better coach, in my opinion, than Doc Rivers. I think that's a great fit.
Wait, what?
I don't think he could have a better coach.
Oh, yeah. Doc Rivers is the coach of the Clippers.
What'd you think?
I thought he'd left there years ago.
Oh, my God. And you want guys like Pastor Mike to support you?
I just had a minor brain cramp.
You thought Doc Rivers had left the Clippers.
I thought like that was his first job 30 years ago, and he'd been – that's what ran through my brain. Like, he doesn't coach the Clippers anymore.
So you were ready to get – to do one of your things with me. Like, you old
no,
man.
No, I just stopped.
You
for
don't
a
know
second.
Anything.
Like, he doesn't coach the clip. Oh, yeah. Well, he does. Okay. That's how that went for me.
You need to apologize.
Why?
Because of the thought that you had This guy's too old.
That's not the thought that I had at all. I was thinking he didn't coach the Clippers, but he does. I don't know many NBA coaches anymore. You could run down the
list. Give me a couple teams.
Toronto.
Nurse. Nick Nurse.
I think you're right.
Yes.
Good job. What about Milwaukee?
Budenholzer.
Really? What about the Western Conference is easy. What about the Kings? They have a new coach, Luke Walton.
Luke Walton.
Yeah. What about the Pistons?
Don't know who the Pistons coach is.
Dwayne Casey.
What about the Nuggets?
The Nuggets coach is Quinn Snyder, right?
No, he's
That's
Utah.
That's the Jazz coach, Mark Malone.
Mike Malone. I'm killing you on the NBA. I mean,
I don't know coaches anymore.
Yeah, but what do you know better than me? I mean, it's really remarkable.
I ended up getting it, Mike Malone.
Yeah, you ended up getting it.
I ended up getting it, so that's all that matters.
What other playoff teams?
Who's Portland's coach?
Oh, gosh, what's that guy's name? He's on Jim Rome about 9 times a month. What is his name?
What is his name?
Oh, my gosh, that's embarrassing.
Yeah, it is a little. It's Terry Stotts.
Yeah, Terry Stotts. Everybody should know that. Now, that's embarrassing that I didn't know that.
It is a little bit. Who's the Knicks coach?
No, I have no idea. Yeah. Neither do you.
Who would know? It's David Fizdale.
You didn't know that.
Who's Philadelphia's coach?
You got them all up there. Barry Brown or something. What's his
Brett
name?
Brown.
Brett Brown. What's funny about that?
It's funny that we don't know any NBA coaches.
I know most of them.
And I'm not ashamed to say that. You seem like you need to know them. You said it was embarrassing.
Well, I know more than you do. And as long as that's the case, I'm good. As long as I can stay just a step ahead of you.
For $25 million.
Now, give me a major league manager for $25 million. Let's get to Jonathan. Jonathan,
oh,
hello.
My guy.
Jonathan.
While we're playing this spontaneous game of one-upsmanship, I'm going to jump in here. I'm going to read you a song lyric, and the first one of you that can jump in with the title of the song, maybe even the artist, well, that's worth something.
I'm terrible at this, but go ahead.
He woke up one morning, took a train down to New Orleans. First thing he saw was a Mardi Gras.
That would be Jason Eadie, That's All Right.
Exactly right.
You, Jason Eadie, and Jeff are the only three that know that lyric, but congratulations.
I'm shocked that you couldn't best Jeff in that category.
Well, it was kind of a loaded question.
It was.
But
it was
good for you
loaded
guys.
In my favor.
Jonathan, Jeff? Needs you in his life. He needs your support on this show.
I thrive on it.
And we appreciate it.
Go Rockhopper.
There you go. You and Jonathan have a relationship.
A little bit.
And you know what? I like that.
I'd like maybe to take it to the next level. Maybe I can meet him in person.
Now, tomorrow on the show, Duda will be in.
Yes.
You'll be in a little bit late. Tomorrow.
Well, if I come in at all.
If you come in at all, but
I got a little office meeting.
Well,
gotta be at
from 3 to 4, right?
Yeah, but it's gonna go from 3 to 5. We'll probably end up going to like Abuelo's or something. And
well, that's wonderful.
Yeah,
do you enjoy the office setting?
Usually, yeah.
What does that mean? Why can't it just be a yeah? I love it out there.
Love it out there. By the way. Since Jonathan brought it up, you did see that Jason Eadie is coming to Wichita in August.
Where?
Barleycorns.
Well, good for him.
Yeah, we'll have to have him on the show again.
New ownership at Barleycorns.
Well, the smart ownership. They're going to draw a huge crowd for this one.
The only thing better could be if it was at the Shamrock, which I think the Barleycorn guy owns the Shamrock, too. But, my wife and I will go down for that.
I think so.
In August?
August 17th. It's a Friday, or maybe a Saturday, but it's a weekend.
Well, we'll plan on a little outing. Are we invited?
Of course. Everyone's invited.
What do you mean, everyone?
Everyone's
invited to go with you?
No, but you can come say hi and be like, thanks, Jeff, for getting Eadie to Wichita, because I really think it's on my shoulders a little bit.
Hey, Barleycorns guys, and I don't have your names. I should, but I don't. If Jeff had any influence at all on getting, is it just Jason Eadie?
As far as I know.
If he had any influence at all, give us a call and let us know that. That would pump Jeff up to no end.
I had to have, right?
869-1240.
Even if it's just a shred of influence.
You think the Barleycorn guys heard this show and the nonstop references to Jason Edey and said, let's throw the kid a bone and get Edey in here?
Yeah.
I hope that's the case.
And I hope that Jason Edey makes this part of his rotation in the Midwest.
Well, what Wichita has to do is show up. What's the seating at Barleycorn?
I don't know. 100, maybe?
Well, we have to pack the place.
We do, and we will.
We got to show Jason Edey that he is welcome here anytime.
Of course he is.
We've got to make Wichita one of his places.
I believe that we can, and we will.
And we're going to be
his biggest fan in the world lives here. Right?
Yeah, that may scare him more than it brings him here. Seriously.
I don't.
Would I go anywhere that had a guy.
A guy who likes me a lot?
Yeah, but like and
tries to.
There's a very thin line between being a fan and being an obsessive fan.
Okay, well, I'm walking it.
And being a creepy fan.
I'm walking it quite well.
You could very easily become a creepy fan.
Not going to happen.
The more you walk up to the guy and talk to him, creepy.
Why?
How many times have you done that?
Once.
Ooh, that's creepy.
Shut up.
I
hate that word. It's not creepy to say hello to a guy who you walk past, going out of
the door.
Give
me the reenactment of that conversation.
I don't need to.
Tell me what you said to him.
I said, hey, you were on our radio show the other day.
Creepy.
Shut up.
That is the opening line of a...
Why?
Dark novel.
Because Jason Edey's nice? Is friendliness just a foreign concept to you?
Lots of people are nice.
Right. He's a friendly person.
Well, I'm all for the fact that he's coming to Wichita. I'm actually even excited about it. So we'll have a little outing that night. Will the youngster go? Or
I would imagine.
Well, all right. There you go.
I'm going to give you all the American League teams. If you get 11 out of 15,
I won't. Then
I'll eat whatever you want.
I won't.
Yeah, you will. It's not that hard.
I don't think I will. Let's go quickly.
Orioles.
Oh, gosh. I can't think of that guy.
Brandon Hyde.
There you go. Used to
Red
be a
Sox.
Red Sox is Cora.
White Sox.
Rick Renteria.
Indians.
Francona.
Doc Rivers. Tigers.
Ron Gardenhire.
Astros.
A.J. Hinch.
Royals.
Ned Yost.
Angels.
Mike Socha.
No, Brad Ausmus.
Oh, yeah.
Twins.
Rocco Baldelli.
Aaron, New York Yankees.
Like I didn't know that. Aaron Boone.
A's.
Bob Melvin.
Mariners.
Oh, gosh, what's that guy? Who is that guy? What's that guy? Give me a hint.
No.
Give me a hint.
No. Former player.
Who is it?
Scott Service.
I can't. No. I got that.
No, you didn't.
I
Tommy,
got that at the
judges?
Same time you did.
Tommy says no.
And next.
Rays.
Kevin Cash.
Rangers.
Oh, man. They got a new manager. Who is it?
Chris Woodward.
Wouldn't have thought
Blue
of that.
Blue Jays.
Oh, no. Oh, who'd they hire? A former coach, been around baseball forever, but I can't think of his name.
Charlie Montoya.
Yeah, I got 11.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I only missed four.
You missed Hyde, Ausmus, Service, Woodward,
no,
Montoya.
I got Ausmus, and I got Service.
No, you didn't.
That's Tommy, 11.
Tommy said no.
Tommy, did I get it or not?
You didn't get Ausmus?
Service.
No.
Oh, my God. What a joke. How about National League?
Well, you should.
If I get 13.
You'll get all of these.
If I get 13 in the National League.
You should get all of these.
Let's go.
There's no reason to miss any. Arizona.
Tori Lavolo.
Braves.
What's that guy's name? Wink.
It's a wink.
Brian Snitker.
Cubs.
Joe Maddon.
Reds.
David Bell.
Rockies.
Bud Black.
Dodgers.
Dave Roberts.
Marlins.
Marlins?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Don Mattingly.
Brewers.
Craig Council.
Mets.
Mickey Callaway.
Phillies.
God, what's that guy? That nutcase.
Nutcase?
What? Why can't I think of his name?
This is an easy one.
Phillies is easy. I'll come back to that.
Pirates.
Clint Hurdle.
Padres.
Oh, gosh. I can picture these guys.
Come on.
Go next.
Giants.
Bruce Bochy.
Cardinals.
Mike Schilt.
Nationals.
Dave Martinez.
Phillies. Well,
there's 13, and I can picture
Padres.
Andy Green.
Yes.
And Phillies.
Who is it? Oh, my gosh.
What's his name?
Gabe Kapler.
Oh, my gosh. That's awful.
Doc Rivers.
14 out of 15 is pretty good.
Easy.
No. You wouldn't have got 15.
Oh, you should have quizzed me on it then. I would have gotten all of them.
Let's take a break. When we return, Vahe Gregorian from the Kansas City Star. We'll try to get more information on the Tyreek Hill situation. Vahe, one of the finest columnists in the country, in my opinion. He joins us on The Drive next. You're listening to KFH.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.